And Rick Hollenberg obviously coming off another Nationals appearance. I don't know if you have them counted up. It's probably been lots. But, you know, tied 17th out in Red Deer last week. Your thoughts as you look back on the Red Deer Golf and Country Club and another senior Nationals.
Yeah, I would say the Red Deer Club did an amazing job hosting that event. Right from the pro shop staff to the food and beverage, the grounds crew, and the amazing number of volunteers they had. It was just incredible, the job they did.
Yeah, as I mentioned, tied for 17th. A steady week for you, 76, 3, 77, and 76. Just thoughts on your performance out there, Rick?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with the way I played. Kind of got a little struggle bus on the back nine on Thursday. Played a really good front, and then come into the back nine and hit the ball really good, but struggled on the greens. Had a few three putts and a four putt. And the greens were amazing. They were in such a beautiful shape. And they told us after the round on Thursday, they stimped them that afternoon at 14. So they were quick. So they're basically U.S. Open speed. And it's a bit of an adjustment, but the guys in the pro shop were so good about letting us get out for some practice rounds before the event started. So played Saturday, Sunday, and Monday prior to the event, which got a guy feeling pretty comfortable on the greens and comfortable with the course. But, yeah, when they're that quick, getting the wrong side of the hole, it's pretty tricky.
Absolutely, just like your name. Is T17 satisfiable for you? Did you want higher as one of the, a great senior player? Did you want higher than that?
I was hoping for a top 10, and
yeah,
if I could have even putted close to what I feel I should be able to do, I could have got that top 10. Just that back nine kind of got away on me on the third day.
And you can look back over nine holes over the week. Your summer overall, again, another senior championship, another Nationals appearance. I think there was another Nationals. Maybe I'm wrong on that because, just so much golf that you play. But the summer for yourself, happy with it?
Yeah, pretty happy with it. Wasn't quite as good as last summer, but last summer was kind of an anomaly.
No 59 this year.
Yeah, no 59 this year, no. But, the guy goes to all these golf tournaments, not just to play in a tournament, but to see all the guys. And that's the best part of it all, going and hanging out with the guys. And that's the special part about playing tournament golf.
Yeah, it opened up the door a little bit for maybe not different guys, but a new set to go with because you're only in Red Deer, right? It's a little bit easier to get to and whatnot. Colin got to go back. Phelps, he was there as well. I mean, maybe Phelps wants to play better. But overall, a great performance by all you guys. 4 of the 6 making the cut. Respectable for sure.
Yeah, no, that was really good that we got 4 of the 6 making the cut. It would have been nice if all 6 guys could have made her, but big adjustment playing in these things. And with the greens that fast, it's tough. A lot of good competition there too. So if you're not playing close to the top of your game, it's tough to make the cut. And I know myself, I don't always play close to the top of my game either. And I was just out at the Canadian Mid a few weeks ago and struggled out there and missed the cut by a few shots. And yeah, it sucks when you miss the cut, but you do your best. And the guys that didn't make the cut, it's not like they weren't trying.
No.
It's just the way it goes sometimes. I know
yeah,
I've been in that boat more than enough times.
Yeah, I guess you just look at Woody, right? I mean, T-for-3 in mid-am last year, really struggles this year, whether it's the golf course, whether it's just the week you're having, maybe you're not feeling up to snuff. But it seems like every week you come out and you play great. Thanks for doing this, Rick. Congrats on another great year from our organization. And obviously, we'll see you next year at somewhere along the way.
Thanks a lot there, Clark. And, it's been fun this year again.